Like if you know, like we got blacks, so it'll grow. But you know, in some place, you know, it had red top soil.
Yeah.
And underneath it would be a little sand stuff, probably hardly growing there.
Yeah.
It just stunned it long. Because it stayed dry and hard all the time.
But that black soil was very fertile.
Firmly, and it kind of kept, you know, moist a lot.
Now, what about the types of land you had? Would there be some land that was higher than others or lower than others?
Right.
Tell me about that.
Some of, you know, like in a cotton field now, you found a terrace row.
Uh-huh.
And then you got a bottom row. Well, if you had a garden like that, use on the terrace row. I don't know why, but stuff just grows better on that. Plus, even, you know, like on the terrace row, cotton was a whole lot thicker than it would be anywhere else. Just that way, I guess.
Did y'all ever plow with two mules when you were plowing, or do you use just one?
I use just one.
Okay. Now the trenches cut by the plow was the fur the
yeah.
Furrow.
When you're digging the trench down.
Yeah, you know what the furrow was?
No.
Okay. What about places that would be kind of low, you know, that you might have to plow late in the spring, they were always wet or something like that. What were those called? You know what those were? Did y'all ever plow land that was kind of up higher than other places?
Very few.
Land was mostly flat. Huh?
Flat, right.
Well, what were they doing when they were getting water off the land? Did they ever have to do that here?
No. Not that I know of.
You never remember people having to get water off the land, put into cultivation?
No.
Emma, what about something they would dig alongside of a field or something like that to let water go by? You know what that was? Or alongside the road, you might see what?
A trench, drain.
Uh-huh.
You know, like if the field stay wet or something, you know, you come down, you know, just get some water, just go run off, just
drain, you know.
Your drain passageway.
Okay. Now, some of the water you said you had what flowing by your house, you had a little spring?
Right.
What about, did you have anything bigger than that nearby in the neighborhood? Where's the water? What were some of the places where water was around?
Unless you had a well.
Uh-huh.
Very few people had a well then.
Yeah. Would there ever be a place where water, you know, there was around here where there was a lot of water? Or is there a place nearby here where there's a lot of water?
No more, you just go up the Burnside Lake now, since they, you know, remodeled it and everything.
Or river? You got a river? Is nothing in the neighborhood like that?
No more, just Burnside Lake. Just, it's not too wide, you know, just where everybody go fishing it and stuff.
I didn't know that.
And they just, they made a park out of it. They had to clear it off first because you couldn't really tell what it was until they cleared it off.
Did y'all ever have to do that with land when y'all were getting it ready for, did your father ever get out and cut down the trees and dig up the stumps and things like that with land? They never?
No.
Okay. Now, a little small rise in land would be called what?
Just a little old hill-like thing.
Uh-huh.
Called just a little slump.
Or a hill, did you ever have another name for it? They call something? Okay. Well, when you open the door, you hold on to the what?
Latin.